It's the Brouhaha Podcast with Steve Jackson and Mark Carpenter.
It's time for the Brews News portion of the Drive Brouhaha. Brews News with Herlinda. Mark Carpenter, of course.
How you doing?
Is here.
Cheers.
It's brought to you by Willoughby's and Hot Monk Tavern. And here to talk about Willoughby's is Mark Carpenter and Herlinda. Because they go there a lot.
Oh, we do. Actually, not
and of course, I never leave Bennett Valley, so I, you know. But I hear great things about Willoughby's.
I just ran into the owner actually on the street downtown today walking around. It was a great day just to be walking around downtown Santa Rosa. You can, you know, hit a bookstore and a coffee shop and get some food and then go over to Willoughby's and, you know, get some beer or hit the treasurer's room there, as I call it. They've got the cigar humidor there. You can do tastings of beer and wine. They have the wine on the Argonne, so you can just try different things. They have Taco Tuesday. And every Friday and Saturday, they're doing tastings of everything from spirits to beer or wine. It's like $5 to do a tasting, and then if you buy something, they put it right towards that. Not bad, right?
Yeah, Mark, yeah,
it's a great place.
They're in Petaluma and Santa Rosa now.
Petaluma and Lakeville, right across from the train station. Great selection of all the current beers. I was disappointed they were out of steam beer the other day when I went by, but I'm sure they'll get it back in.
Old habits die hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Mark
it's
Carpenter.
It's a great place. It's a great place.
Yeah, you spend a lot of time there. And it's beyond. Explain. They do so much. It's not just a store.
Well, it's the the staff is really knowledgeable. You know, you can ask them about a certain beer because there's so many these days. There's no way you can know them all. And you ask them a question, they usually have a real opinion,
right.
You know, and can tell you a little bit about it.
Yeah, it's the best place to get stuff for parties, too. Like, I was sending everybody down for, like, New Year's. I have, like, these really cool metal straws that, like, Ben and was like, where'd you get these straws from? And I'm like, Willoughby's. You know, you can get all the Amaros that, you know, that you don't usually find everywhere that are getting really, you know, the aperitifs and every kind of, like, you know, Lucardo cherries and bitters and things as well, and presents. But, like, so now we got to think about, well, A, the first holiday is my birthday, January 16th, so you can just pop in there and find something for me. Or we've got Valentine's.
Thanks for the reminder.
Yeah, so Valentine's. So you can go into Willoughby's and find.
I turned my mic off.
Well, you can find champagne.
They got great wines, too.
Yeah, but they always have it, like, 20 different kinds of champagne and sparkling cold. So you don't have to wait to celebrate. Ooh, I like that. That works.
Yeah, it rhymes, too.
Yeah.
That last voice you heard is our great friend, the amazing Ron Lindenbush, back with us. Ron, good to see you, man.
Good to see you, too, Jackson.
He still, as he told us, he has a key in an office at Lagunitas.
And free beer for life.
And free beer for life. You can't go wrong with that. And
we're going to always be part of Lagunitas.
And we're going to talk about Ron's new Hopland venture in just a moment. And Herlinda, introduce your guest on Brews News. I had heard about this place. What you said 3 weeks, I think it's been open.
Yeah, it's
this
only
is our third week. Yeah.
Third week, yep. I went down there last week. My dad was here for 10 days. And I had one day where my daughter took him out to dinner, and I'm like, I'm going to pop over to the new Fern Bar in the Barlow in Sebastopol and say hello and plop myself down at the bar stool there because it was so beautiful there, covered with ferns, and I had myself a little bite of fried chicken. But it wasn't like – it was like upscale, cool – fried chicken in the late
bar. Yeah, it's
still
fried chicken, though.
Yeah, it's still fried chicken.
We'll introduce our guest.
This is Sam Levy. He is one of the partners over at Fern Bar. And you came over. You were at 3-star Meadowood before this. Not a bad pedigree there.
Yeah, no, it was.
That's huge, man.
It was an incredible restaurant, incredibly talented group of people, passionate, dedicated. And I was able to learn a lot and I think take some of those things that I was proud of there and bring it back to the community that I grew up in and, you know, feel at home with.
Okay, now, it's called Fern Bar, which back in my day, we used to complain. Did you see have you checked out the new place? Oh, God, it's another Fern Bar. And we hated the Fern Bar for some reason. I don't remember. But I loved, and I said this earlier on the show, I love the fact that you guys went with that name. I think it's about time to bring it back, and it really is a Fern Bar, but it's so much more, I'm sure.
When our design team, Fine Root SF and Brian Anderson, who works at Ken Folk down in San Francisco. We're talking to Lowell, one of our partners, about the design and which direction we wanted to go into. We kept on referencing, and you know, when you Google something, you got to look something up. And so we kept on looking up Fern Bars and as a reference point for the atmosphere, the style, the, you know, the flow and the kind of that sense of excitement. And at that time, when they had just started, it was exciting. And then, of course, the disco era hit in the 80s and the 90s. And, you know, things and tastes change. But now we're kind of coming back to, you know, an era where all those old things can be appreciated for their positives and not the, you know, how kind of kitschy they became.
Yeah, exactly. And I never really had a problem with these so-called Fern Bars. A lot of my friends did. And I'll never forget the Cheers episode where Rebecca Howe comes in and kind of tries to turn it into a Fern Bar. And Norm and Cliff and everyone is just going, oh, God, not a Fern Bar. Ah, you know, but I'll stop being negative there.
So that's
part of the history.
Thing.
It's absolutely part of the history.
And I love the fact that you guys named it the Fern Bar.
And that's why there's a space for it now is because no one's been doing it for
a long time.
40 years.
Well, I was a single young man in San Francisco when I first encountered Fern Bars, Henry Africa, who I think started it in the city. And they were great places to meet women, so I never had anything against them.
I'll tell you what, there are a lot of ladies out.
I can believe it.
Yeah, I always tell people it's kind of a family affair. My sister's up from the city helping, you know, with whatever needs to be done. My dad's in the back, you know, offering odd jobs and just to be there. And my mom is at the bar drinking. So we got everybody.
Oh, she was sitting next to me.
I'm sorry about that, Mom.
And everything that was cool comes back.
Exactly.
That's why I still part my hair in the middle.
Still waiting on that one. Still waiting on that one to come in.
I don't know. Yeah. That one may not come in.
You may have to wait longer, man.
So some of the other investors are like from what used to be called Peter Lowell's. It's Lowell's now. And Handline and the Nectary also.
Nectary, yeah. We've got a pretty incredible group of people who have come together on this one. Gia, who owns the Nectary, is we share a space with her and is helping with all of our sourcing, the juicing, our non-alcoholic cocktails. Joe, our chef, was the chef at Lowell's for 4 years. And obviously Lowell from both Lowell's and Handline. His partner, Natalie, is involved as well in an incredible asset. She helped kind of run and open up Handline.
So explain to everyone what the Fern Bar is all about, because you said you got great food
as well. Yeah, so the Fern Bar
well.
Is, yeah, surprisingly, I mean, I always wanted it and knew it would be good, but it's dangerous. It's hard to be there and not have something every day all the time.
Well, you're thin enough, you don't have to worry about it
thank
for a while.
You. Anyway. We're going to get along well. I love chocolate.
Sam brought in a sample cocktail that we're trying. It's just delicious. So I assume you do a lot of cocktails.
We do a lot. It's definitely a bar folks restaurant. People have known that we're opening up a bar, but the food is incredible too. And we want to – I mean, I can't go out and drink without eating. You know, it doesn't seem like a night out unless I can have some good food and good drinks. So for me, it's crucial to have an incredible menu that people want to come back for. Obviously, the menu is designed to support cocktails, so there's some pretty rich, pretty savory items. You know, 72-hour sous vide chuck flap. We've got, you know, fried chicken, which is no surprise our number one seller. I mean, the menu is focused. It's a little smaller right now to make sure that everything we're doing is on point and every item on there we stand 100% behind. So
what are the hours at this point? Are you doing lunch?
Right now we're open
dinner?
Up to, yeah, we're open up at 4 o'clock. We're doing kind of a little aperitif hour, just a limited menu. Dinner starts at 5 and actually we have live music every night starting at 9 o'clock. Every night.
You'd
well,
love
all five nights that we're open.
Band.
When we're closed.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
When we're closed. But
yeah.
There's live music tonight.
Yeah.
We're not open, but you know,
come on down. Yeah. So Thursdays through Mondays, we're gonna be doing a lot of jazz, piano bar night. There's gonna be DJ spinning old school records. You know, a lot of acoustic music that's meant to support just the atmosphere. We're not a venue, you know. It's just meant to be something that you can come in and enjoy in a really kind of elegant, beautiful environment.
It's the Fern Bar, and it's in the Barlow. Where in the Barlow again?
It is just next to Woodfour Brewery, across from Taylor.
Okay.
Pretty close to where the new Sebastopol Hotel will be from the
I got to get down there. I got to get over there. A listener, during our California Wine Country show and sometimes on this segment, I issue what we call a geek alert if people are getting a little too deep into what they're talking about, especially with wine. You know, they throw out all this stuff and I go, geek alert! You know, please explain that to the rest of us. Well, a listener just called in to issue a geek alert on me, and apparently a young listener, because the question is, what is a fern bar?
That's what I was asking.
Well, obviously, this is something that I've had to learn a little bit about. I didn't have the good fortune to live through it. It's a style of bar that came about when, essentially, you know, in San Francisco, there was a turn.
And it started in the 80s, basically.
Actually, the late 60s. Henry's Africa's, I believe, started in 68. So
but
the summer
of
69 was a pretty important time in the world and in San Francisco. And women were starting to go out as singles and without the stigma of being
Cheers
out
to that.
Alone.
What's in this cocktail?
We'll get there, Ron. Hold on a sec.
It was a brighter, lighter
geek
space
alert
that
going
was
here.
That was more inviting. It was more fun to be in. There was
there was a lot
skylights.
Of foliage,
a lot of foliage, absolutely.
And carpet on the floor.
Well, I can't have carpets in bars. That kind of grosses me out. But
it became a big deal for a while.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, so Henry Africa's is the coolest of them. TGI Fridays is probably why it. Maybe got a bad rap, but obviously they've been successful with what they've done. If we can become the next TGI Fridays, you know, I'll be set for a couple generations.
I did like it when speaking of like how it was welcoming to women. It's very cozy. It's not all minimalistic and bare like a lot of the coffee shops and bars are nowadays.
Yeah.
It's got the plants everywhere. It's got some couches and some chairs. It's got great lighting. The jazz trio, Steve, you could just jump right in. You'd love it. And I sat at the bar by myself and felt just fine and welcome. Well, I do that all over the world anyway, but I particularly did enjoy in your place a lot. And I met your sister. She's a sweetheart.
It's time for the Fern Bar to come back, make a comeback, and I'm glad you guys are calling it that and doing it up cool.
And he's a shaker of something for us here.
Well, Ron really wants to hear about this cocktail.
Well, this is not a non-alcoholic cocktail, I'm noticing.
Really?
It's working.
Pretty sure.
I made him give me one because I'm on the air. Oh, listen to that. I love that sound. Talk about the cocktails. Let's start with this that you poured.
So the first one that I made for you is a tequila cocktail. I call it the Güera. It's a Blanco tequila with grapefruit juice, lime juice, a little elderflower liqueur.
Wow.
Aperol, a Thai pepper shrub.
Geek alert, what is Aperol?
Aperol is a bitter liqueur. It's kind of the softer sister to Campari.
What's giving me the buzz on the back of my throat?
That's the Thai pepper.
That's the alcohol.
The Thai pepper, right?
Yeah. Oops.
Oh, yeah. You should see the beautiful drink he's doing. And also, he brought these gorgeous glasses, very art deco with the gold rim around the top and metal, like almost like copper brass rose gold straws. And, he's burning some sage right now.
All right,
right
so this
here.
Next drink I call Chaiwala, which means the guy that rolls around and sells chai on little carts in India. It's a chai-infused blend of rums. There's a falernum, which is an almond and clove liqueur that I make. Lime.
Wow.
They're
going to
think the
Amaro.
420 show that was just on here is what the smell is and the burning.
it's burning sage.
Yeah. No.
I believe we're smudging the room.
We needed that evil spirit.
This is not cannabis, kids. It's burning sage. Wow. Talk more about, because you're heavily into the cocktail situation, as you mentioned, at the Fern Bar. Do you have a whole cocktail menu?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a small part of the cocktail program. It's obviously kind of my history and where I've been for the last decade or so is running bars, managing bars. Our bar manager, Alec Vlasnik, is absolutely incredible. I actually like some of his cocktails more than mine, to be honest. He and I have exactly the same palate, the same focus on what we enjoy making. got a bartender that I've worked with back at Barndiva 10 years ago, Adam Welch, who's with us. Matt, one of our friends, is there, and a lady, Carolyn Fabian Kiki, who is at AVB.
Did you help open Barndiva?
No.
Because there was a cocktail called Stormy Windows with cilantro, shaken, and steamy windows. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it looked just like when your car windows steam up if you're making out. And like that's they called it Steamy Windows. That was amazing.
Yeah, Jill, one of the owners, does all the names. She, I've been afraid of naming cocktails because she's so good at it. I know I would never approach her ability to.
What is this? This is amazing. I've never tasted anything like it.
So this is,
and you got the
stage
floating.
Talk about so you know her Linda talk about Steamy Windows.
Yeah, it's getting all worked up.
I'm just glad her dad's left town.
I'm letting it all hang out. FCC is closed down right now.
Easy, dear. Easy. Okay.
So, you know, Fernbar was responsible for kind of creating and popularizing the daiquiri in the States. Mm-hmm. This is a take on a daiquiri almost. It's kind of like a tiki cocktail in that it's got falernum and orgeat and almond syrup, but is more refreshing. A little spice from that chai tea and the rum gives it balance. You know, I want everything to be refreshing, to be flavorful, and not weigh you down or not be too sweet. For me, a lot of times the hangover and the headache come from too much sugar, you know. I mean, too much booze also, you know.
Yeah, but
too much
sugar
is the sugar probably just as bad
booze
for you.
Yeah, exactly. And so how many cocktails off the top of your head are on the menu?
Well, I've got a cocktail list with about 12 cocktails. We've got a vintage section to kind of bring back, you know, Sazerac, Manhattan, Old Fashioned, Negronis, nice. Bee's Knees, Last Word, Corpse Reviver. So a lot of those cocktails that, you know, I think are still around because they're delicious. And, you know, it's hard to come up with anything that's going to be around as long as they have, you know.
Now, obviously, you're selling beer and wine, craft beer and wine.
We are, yeah. We actually have a Type 75 license, which is we have our liquor license because we're going to be brewing our own beer. we've got a 7-barrel tank system. We're going to be brewing 3 different beers. You know, I'm sure, gentlemen, you know it's not as easy as just going to the store and buying the equipment and then putting it up. So getting that system together has been logistically a little more complicated than we wanted it to, but we have some great consultants who are going to help us bring us in a sterile mash, and we're going to be kind of designing our own beer and putting that on tap.
And what about the wine list?
Wine list, actually, my partner Victoria Kalinich helped Lowell and I put the wine list together. She was the wine director at Meadowood for a long time.
Wow.
We've got a pretty eclectic list of wines from all over the world to appeal to both people who are traveling to the area to visit what we do well. You know, obviously Pinot Noir and Chardonnay and Sauvignon Blanc and Zinfandel, Syrah, and those things. But also, you know, wine from around the world to appeal to the people who live out here and, you know, want to explore new regions.
Yeah, they had an Austrian Grüner Veltliner on the list. I was really impressed with the list.
Ron's throwing a geek alert at you.
Geek alert.
Just a great, fresh tasting, like bright wine that's wonderful with Asian flavors. And, of course, fried chicken.
Yeah, we have a lot of friends who make wine in the area. So we're working with them to source particular barrels that we go in and taste. You know, we go and taste a few different, you know, Sauvignon Blancs and say, this is the one that is speaking to us. And we commit to, you know, a few different barrels of it and put it all in kegs and put it on tap. The tap system is new for me coming from Meadowood, but it is fresh every time. It's always there. We can choose the ones that we want and get to work more closely with our friends in the industry that I really respect.
You're making a lot of non-alcoholic. They have a whole non-alcoholic cocktail list that was actually incredible with, like, herbs and things in it as well. With what are those spirits? Not Sip Song. It's
Uh-oh. Now you got me.
We just blanked on that. But the
Seedlip. Yeah, Seedlip is made in much the way that gin is. It's a distilled water instead of alcohol, and it picks up a lot of the essential oils, the aromatics from barks and roots and citrus and herbs and all that stuff. So it carries all that flavor, and we use it just like we would a gin or a rum. All the cocktails have I mean, almost more work put into them and more depth of flavor than cocktails do, because we can rely on the flavor of tequila and whiskey to really hold and captivate an audience. With non-alcoholic, you know, drinks, you've got to really perfect the balance and make sure that the texture's there, the flavor's there, and it's not just based on syrups and sodas and, you know, citrus. So
I just got a text from our dear friend, Drive Hall of Famer, comedian Steve Osborne, who's with us every Friday. He texted me and said, fun fact, Fern Bar is my new home office. So you'll be seeing him, a lot of him.
We've been open for 2 weeks, and I know it's Christmas and New Year's, everyone's going out, but we've had some people in two or three times, which is really nice to see that people are enjoying it as much as we do on the inside.
I can't wait to get there. We're going to take our break. Sam is here from the new Fern Bar in the Barlow. Mark Carpenter and Herlinda, of course, and our great friend Ron Lindenbush. Hey. We're going to talk about the Hopland venture and a lot more. Yes, it is the Hop Monk Brouhaha. Brought to you also in part by Della Toffola. And are you hip to Della Toffola, Ron?
I do not know.
Okay.
Mufalata.
Don't you love Mufalata?
I do.
For over 60 years, Della Toffola has been making equipment for the wine, beer, and beverage industries. And they do it worldwide, but they're based in Santa Rosa. Everything from crushers to conveyors, pumps to presses, filters, fillers, and complete packaging solutions. Their award-winning technologies mean that they make it easy for you to get, especially if you're in the wine world, that your grapes from vineyard to bottle. High-tech, really great experienced technicians, and every time we have some wine people in here, which is pretty much every day, I ask them about Della Toffola, and they all say, oh, they've saved our ass many times with the technicians and the equipment, and if you're in the wine, beer, or beverage industry, it's DellaToffola.us. DellaToffola.us. Sam, Levy is here.
Nailed it.
No, it's not Levy. It's Levy, of course. Thank you. He is one of the owners of the great new place in Sebastopol in the Barlow called the Fern Bar. And we've already gotten into all that stuff about the Fern Bar and the name Fern Bar. And we had a geek alert from a young listener saying, what the hell's a Fern Bar? And we explained it all. So hopefully you got it. In the meantime, Ron Lindenbush, our great friend, Drive Hall of Famer from Lagunitas Brewing. Let me read this. This is from the Ukiah Daily Journal.
I love those guys. Casey Meadows is the publisher, and she is a dear friend. She's very a wonderful journalist.
It says, when Ron Lindenbush was tavern manager at the former Hopland Brewery, the famous brew pub on 101, that featured one of California's original microbrews, the infamous Red Tail Ale, still one of my all-time favorite beers.
It's back.
Yeah, thank God. It's on tap, though. It's not in bottles.
It's on tap.
Okay. And it says here, it was a time Ron always remembers as packed with fun. And I know that to be true because I was there many, many nights. And they had amazing music, and it's all coming back again. Ron is going to bring back the vibe to Hopland, his new version of a great beer and burgers place. I'm quoting this. It's called Hopland Tap, and it's in the same building, historic building on 101 in Hopland, where you worked for many, many, many years, many years ago.
Well, it felt like many years. It was only a couple.
Oh, really?
But I stumbled in there when I moved to California in 1984, and my buddy Tim Jordan picked me up at the airport, took me to Tommy's Joint in San Francisco, put an Anchor Steam in my hand, and I was fresh out of Missouri, man. I was just, you know, a working guy. And
that Anchor Steam you had was probably
steam,
made by this man, Mark Carpenter.
Absolutely,
for sure.
I had some hand in it.
It was. And I took a sip, and I was like, damn, that's bitter. He goes, I know. He goes, wait till you finish it. And I finished it and wanted another. And we're on our way north up to Humboldt to, you know, trim some roses.
Yeah, of course. You know, roses are legal now, so you can talk about that.
And he's like, hey, we got to stop at this little brewery in Hopland, man. They just opened up. And we pulled in, and we sat in the corner so high on roses, drinking Red Tail Ale and Black Hawk Stout. There was a band on the stage. The beer garden had hops growing up over the top. It was amazing. Like one of those transcending, mind-blowing moments. And yeah. I fell in love with that place.
No,
and
it was a great, amazing place.
Yeah, I know. I know.
And
I
I'd
never
say 180 degrees from a Fern Bar.
Well, it's not. You know, we're talking about polarity in the restaurant business here. They got that. We got this. Yeah. It's totally different, man. We are – they're going, you know, just, like, you know, classy. We're so, going not so much.
And I see Ron's got a nice beard going since he's moved up to Hopland.
I just hate shaving, man.
And you got the baseball cap. You got to fit in up there.
You know, I just got lazy. I don't have a haircut in a while. And
well, you're looking great. Like, I'm trying. You're looking happy.
You know, it's wonderful. It really is a wonderful feeling to be back in that building. 5 years after I walked in that door, I ended up running the place for a couple of years, and I just love that building and the potential of that business. And I know what it was, and I watched it go away. Yeah. And when I drove by and saw that for lease sign on the building, something just kind of clicked, man. And I was like,
so, how
know,
did you get from the Hopland Brewery to Lagunitas?
Well, I started having kids, not personally, but
someone you knew.
You know, just somebody
like maybe
I knew
your wife,
closely,
then.
Like
maybe.
My wife. Yeah, it's, you know, we started having kids. I wanted to get out of the restaurant business and kind of get into more of a regular routine, so I got in with a distributor for a couple of years, and then I moved to Lagunitas when I met Tony, and been there for 23 years, and I'm not leaving. I'm still there. But,
yeah, you're still consulting. You're in on meetings.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, I show up when they ask me to be, and I show up when I think I ought to be, and I've still got an office and free beer for life, so that's all good.
That's all that matters.
But this was just a natural thing. It was just, when I saw that, my lady, Cheryl, said, I said, look at that. And she goes, I know you complain every time we drive by. I go, no, look. It's a for lease sign. And I grabbed my phone and jumped out of the car. She goes, what the hell are you doing? I said, I cannot drive by this and not make that call. And I called, and John Fetzer still owns the building.
Oh, he does.
He's a wonderful guy.
Wow.
Yeah.
John's the nicest.
He's the greatest, man. And so, he's just made it. He's just paved a road for me to get in there and build it out and bring it back to what it used to be. We're going to grow hops back up over the beer garden.
Nice, very cool.
We have music every weekend. We got live music every Saturday night, 7 to 10, free, just local bands rocking it out, people shaking their butts on the dance floor. It's fun to see.
And it's local bands, including Sonoma County bands.
Yeah, you know, the Incubators just came up.
Yay, Katie Freeman.
I just talked to, you know, my friends from the Pulsators. They're going to come up and play. You know, so yeah, but it's there's a whole lot of local bands up there that just, you know, they just want to come out and play
free on Saturday nights. Now, it's you're working on the kitchen, but the place is open right now. But you're working on the kitchen.
Yeah, we've got a griddle outside, a gas griddle outside. We're doing some grilled cheese sandwiches and the best veggie burger I've ever had. That, you know, I got really lucky hiring people. You know, Hopland's a small town, man. And
yeah, no
Melissa
kidding.
Keith came back to run the kitchen. And she makes the best veggie burger I've ever had in my life. It's a Southwestern black bean burger, so that's going to be a staple on the menu.
But you're still going to have meat burgers for guys like me.
We will. And we'll have a separate grill for that. We're going to have two flat tops, one for burgers and one for all the veggie people, you know, and grilled cheese and stuff. But the burger, we're going to bring back the burgers.
But you are open now.
We are open now.
What are the hours?
Yeah. We're open Wednesday through Sunday from 11:30 till 8 plus.
Yeah, give or take.
And the plus could go, our license says 2 a.m.
Yeah, well, there you go.
We've only gone till 1:30.
And the kitchen's going to be fully ready in a week or two?
It's coming around, yeah. The hood was being put in today, and, you know, by next week, we'll be able to start bringing in equipment. And, you know, it's going to be simple. It'll be burgers and grilled cheese and a bunch of fried stuff.
What more do you need?
Frickles, you know, frickles.
Oh, I love
the fried pickles.
Fabulous
frickles. I love them.
Man.
Yeah, baby.
Toasted ravioli. I'm a St. Louis guy, so we're going to have some fried ravioli on there.
Right on.
We're going to make our french fries in-house the right way and all the, you know, just... It'll be simple.
But one of the best
things,
too.
So we will not have fancy cocktails. We will not have fancy food. But on
Red Tail on tap.
Hey, we're doing fries, fried chicken, butcher's nuggets.
We are going to do fried chicken on Sundays. We're going to have Southern Sunday with fried chicken and collard greens. And,
yeah, babe.
You know, black-eyed peas and hush puppies. And, you know, then we'll run all around that with all kinds of other Southern goodies like jambalaya and gumbo. And
nice.
But, you name it, shrimp and grits.
Don Barkley, that originally started Mendocino Brewing Company, is involved now, and he's brewing the original recipe of the Red Tail Ale
and the Eye
of the Hawk I just heard from you. Eye of the Hawk's right out of your mouth.
Ready next week. So Don Barkley was the original brewmaster of Red Tail Ale. He was the original brewmaster at New Albion Brewery that was the first microbrewery in the country,
right.
If you don't count Anchor.
Mark knows all about that.
He knows all about that. Yeah. He knows those guys.
Talk about that.
He's
those guys are so good. I mean, you know, Michael Lovett, Michael Laybourne, Don Barkley. I mean, these guys are just fabulous guys.
Well, Michael just died a few months
ago.
Yes,
unfortunately.
Yeah, I knew Michael Laybourne. That's how I got him with Lonnie Turner, the bass player for Steve Miller Band.
Michael brought such great music into that building.
Yeah.
Our whole cassette. You know, cassettes, right?
Of course.
We had a rack of cassette tapes that was all recorded by Michael.
Mm-hmm.
And he turned me on to music like Ry Cooder and the Meters and all these cool bands that I had never heard of before. And so we got all that on the play box, too, man. We got Laybourne in the house still.
Nice. That's fabulous. And it's no problem using the Red Tail name.
No, there's a guy that just bought it out of bankruptcy, actually. I mean, the whole company went down the tubes when the guy from India took it over and just didn't care.
So Don's not just making it for you. He's making it for the market.
He's part of, there's a guy named Gary Breen that bought the Thatcher Inn in Hopland.
And
He's got Campo Vida there. He bought the winery. And he bought Mendocino Brewing out of bankruptcy.
Vida,
so he's contract brewing right now. Don Barkley left Mendocino when those guys started cutting all of his costs and the quality started to go down, and Don bailed and went to Napa Smith, and that's where he's making Red Tail Ale right now, and it is delicious.
Right.
On tap.
Is this guy going to open up the old Mendocino Brewing in Yukon?
No, he's not going to do that. He bought he owns the building and everything, but there's a cannabis company actually moving in there to brew cannabis seed milk or something.
Yeah.
But he's got another piece of property. He's going to start brewing in Hopland. Make Red Tail, Eye of the Hawk will be out next week.
Blue nice. Right
it's good you're keeping Don busy.
Well, it's not me, man. I'm just going to sell the beer to keep him in the brew house, you know. And it's unbelievable, the reception.
So we'll get Don in with the new beers pretty soon.
He'll be down here.
Yeah, maybe you can pop up over again for that.
I'll come down with Don.
You need to come back, dude.
Yeah. Tell him to make the Blue Heron.
Blue Heron's coming back.
Oh, good. I love that beer.
And he's gonna make that a little bit more contemporary. He's gonna hop it up a little bit. You know, back in the day, it was one of the hoppiest beers out there.
Yeah.
Right now, it would not be.
No, but he ought to just leave it alone. That's my opinion. Because it was a delicious beer.
He left Red Tail alone. He's leaving Eye of the Hawk alone.
Yeah.
Blue Heron, he's going to have some fun.
He's going to screw up my Blue Heron.
So Blue Heron was their IPA.
You're going to love it.
Eye of the Hawk was like a white.
Okay.
Right? White ale. And the Red Tail ale was like an amber.
Yeah, Red Tail was like an amber. You know, Eye of the Hawk was just this strong ale, about 9% back in the day that. You know, every party we'd have with Eye of the Hawk, I'd just pull the hose out early in the morning to either wake people up or hose down their mess.
Oh, man. Yeah, very cool. The great Ron Lindenbush is here. Still working and dealing and hanging with Lagunitas, but he has now opened the Hopland Tap, where the Hopland Brewery used to be, live free music on Saturday nights. They're working on the kitchen. They're going to be having all sorts of cool food. And they got Red Tail on tap. I got to get back up there, man, because I've never had Red Tail on tap.
It's just tap. Delicious. He nailed the recipe. I mean, you know, you remember memories of flavors, and this one brought back a lot of flashbacks.
Well, he was the man who made it, so he knows.
He was, yeah. He wrote the recipe.
How many beers on tap?
We've got 14 beers on tap.
That's great.
We've got, you know, all my friends, man. We got Lagunitas going, and we got Russian River going, and Moonlight, and you know, Anderson Valley and just all my old buddies. You know,
very cool.
Along
That's
with
terrific.
A whole lot of rotating taps, a lot of fun stuff going on.
Now open on Highway 101 in Hopland, the Hopland Tap. It's Ron Lindenbush and folks. This is going to be a iconic place, just like the Hopland Brewery
used to be. Just a short 45 minutes north of Santa Rosa.
It's easy.
You know, it's just... It's a road trip. Just
and Mike's my chauffeur, so I don't have to worry about it.
And stay sober enough to drive home.
Is there a campground nearby? Or
there
hotels?
Is a campground, actually, at Emerald Farms down on the south
Emerald
end of town.
Farms.
They just, well, you know.
It's campground. It's Mendocino. Yeah.
And we so got there's an emerald mine there. That's interesting.
We're about to wrap up Brouhaha for this Thursday. Yeah, it's the Hop Monk Brouhaha. Ron, give me your thoughts on you know, the beers at Hop Monk and how they handle it all.
Well, they do a great job.
It's Gordon Biersch, and Gordon is still...
Yeah, Dean Biersch is a good friend of mine. He's still involved with Dan Gordon.
Right.
And, you know, what I drink when I go there is their Keller beer. It's their unfiltered Pilsner.
That's my favorite, too, there.
Man, I love that beer.
Yeah.
But they do all kinds of stuff. They always have a Lagunitas thing going on. They always have a Moonlight thing going on.
They usually have a Liberty Ale, too.
They usually have Liberty Ale.
The first IPA.
I'm going to find a way to get Liberty Ale on tap in Hopland. That was the beer that blew my mind in the whole grapefruit direction in the early days.
Well, this one, I'm drinking
the Cascade hops, and man, oh, man. You know, when people talk about what's the IPA that started it all, and they say it was Lagunitas, I'm like, no way, man. It was Liberty Ale.
But Tony really did an IPA. Tony created the category, I'll tell you.
Now, you created the category with Liberty Ale.
Well, okay, I'll go. I'm drinking right now the Lagunitas Supercluster, a fabulous beer. It's great.
Yeah, that's got a lot of pop in the hops direction.
This is a pretty new for Lagunitas.
Well, we've had it out for a while. It was a seasonal, but we just started putting it in cans. So that's one of the – I've got 14 drafts, but I've also got about 15 different canned beers up there. And, and then I got, you know, your High Life and your PBR and your Coors Light and – You know, I'm not. We don't discriminate, man. We're fucking Switzerland. Did I say fucking? Sorry about that. We're Switzerland. We don't discriminate. We make chocolate. We
Mike
sell
hit the
watches.
Button just in time.
Yeah,
so
good.
Okay.
Good. Flipping. I meant to say flipping. Flipping Switzerland.
Sam Levy is here. He is one of the new owners of this great new place. It just opened a few weeks in Sebastopol at the Barlow New Fern Bar. Great food, great cocktails, a whole separate cocktail menu, and you open at 4, you said?
Yeah, we open at 4, limited menu, dinner start at 5, but drinks will be all night.
All right. So cool.
Like till 6 in the morning?
Until we kick you out.
Yeah, that'll be 10
it's
minutes
a beautiful
for me.
Place.
Sorry, Steve, we love you, but off you go. Great to meet you, man.
It has been an absolute pleasure being with you guys. I honestly don't know why I'm here with these guys, but it's a real treat.
They like cocktails, too, and you fit right in. You're a Sonoma County boy.
Listen, we'll see you again back soon, and you'll see me at the Barlow because I got to check this out.
I look forward to it.
And, of course, Ron Lindenbush now has Hopland Tap open. They're working on the kitchen, and they're going to be doing all sorts of great food and stuff and live free music every Saturday. Always a pleasure to see you, my friend.
You too, Jackson. Thanks again for having me.
Don't
man.
Be a stranger.
I love coming here. Oh, you just give me a call.
Okay.
I'll be here.
And there you go.
I got to have something to talk about, though. So I'll drag Barkley down here, and we'll talk about Red Tail Ale. And
that
Red
would be
Hawk
so cool.
Mark can, relive some old memories with him. They've been friends for a long time. Yeah.
He's a good one.
Yeah, they're two of the OGs, man. They're two of the OGs in this business. If there
legends.
Are
yep.
All right.
Can I do a toast today to all the women and diversity that was sworn in today in Congress and the House of Representatives? I would like to raise my glass and do a toast.
Salud.
Salud. The ladies.
Yeah, that was
right,
so cool.
I'm normally apolitical, but I'll go with that one. Yeah. Go Nancy Pelosi. Have at it.
Yeah, and we had...
Hart was there.
Christine Pelosi is a Drive Hall of Famer and a regular on this show. She joined us today from the Capitol, where she was hanging with her family and her mother being sworn in as the new Speaker of the House. Have a great Thursday night, and thanks to everyone. Mark
Cheers,
Carpenter,
everybody.
Herlinda.
Here.
Cheers.
Sam, and, of course, Ron Lindenbush.
See
have a great
driving.
Night, everybody.
Cheers.